AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As Hurricane Idalia approaches Florida, FEMA Director Deanne Criswell says,
"We are just now approaching peak hurricane season."
As far as Idalia is concerned, Criswell says federal help is available to people in the path of the storm, but they must heed the warning. This is a very dangerous storm.
This means heavy winds, high winds, heavy rain, and a forecasted 12-foot storm surge in some of the areas along the western coast.
Idalia is expected to reach Category 3 strength when it reaches the Big Bend area north of Tampa. Heavy rain caused significant flooding in West Virginia. The damage was severe at Kelly Mace's house.
I've been wet all day, and now my house is destroyed.
Governor Jim Justice issued a state of emergency in at least 5 counties in West Virginia. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez has dropped out of the Republican race for president. He failed to qualify for the first Republican debate. A pharmaceuticals lobbying group is criticizing the list of drugs President Biden says he's targeting for price negotiations to cut Medicare costs. The popular diabetes treatment Jardiance and the blood thinner Eliquis are on the list of 10 drugs. The federal government will negotiate the drugs' prices directly with manufacturers. Health officials are investigating an outbreak of E. coli food poisoning among students at the University of Arkansas, with dozens reporting symptoms and at least 4 needing treatment in the hospital. Among those affected, 2 19-year-old sorority members who developed a serious complication that can lead to kidney failure. The president of the historically black institution in Jacksonville, Florida, says a campus security officer tipped off by an observant student likely stopped the killer who shot and killed 3 people at a nearby Dollar General store from carrying out his racist attack at Edward Waters University. This is AP News. The number 2 House Republican says he's undergoing cancer treatment. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise says he has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a form of blood cancer. The 57-year-old Republican says it was detected early and is very treatable. Scalise says he plans to continue serving while he's being treated. Scalise was among several people wounded in 2017 when a knife-wielding attacker fired on lawmakers on a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. Scalise was shot in the hip and endured lengthy hospitalizations, multiple surgeries, and painful rehabilitation. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A Chicago television news crew reporting on a string of robberies ended up robbed themselves after they were accosted at gunpoint by 3 armed men wearing ski masks. The footage they shot was in a stolen camera, and the story never made it on air. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.